Love Talk Radio. Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. Your host, Minister Janice Williams. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a true and a living God. Yes. And it's just awesome to be in His presence. It's just awesome. Yes, to know Him. It's awesome. Just to know who Jesus is, huh? Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth, they adore Him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank God. We thank God for you. And we thank God for you. Yes, yes, yes. We come to worship. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. Yeah. We come to give an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. We just exalt Him. We lift Him up. Yeah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give Him praise today. Oh, yes. We exalt Him. And we thank Him. We thank Him for His mighty acts of grace and mercy that He gives to His children. Oh, we are just grateful today. We are truly grateful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's Jeremiah 29:11. The word prosper is in there, okay? Hold that. Hold it. The word prosper is in there. Some of us don't like that word, but it's in that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Thank you for your opportunity that you've given us, God, that we can come in your presence, God. Master, we are just grateful today for your many blessings that you shower upon us, God. Master, we ask you to look upon those who are emotionally hurt, oh God, who are emotionally wounded, Master. Look upon the sick. Look upon, oh God, the body of Christ, God. Yeah, the body of Christ, oh God. The body has been wounded, Master. The body has been going in the wrong direction, God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, oh God. Touch, oh God. Look upon those who are bereaved, God. Their hearts are heavily laden, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon all the school kids, all the shootings all over the land. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. Yeah, we're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. We're going to acknowledge you, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Yes. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God. Yes, we thank Him. Yeah. We're going to move quickly into the word that God has given me to share with you. And the word is very simple. It's something that we see, something that we engage every day. The family. Think about it. The first time you held your newborn baby, the excitement that was there, the desire to be careful, holding him or her, it was imminent for you to do that. Yeah, you wanted to hold them and you wanted to do it correctly. You wanted to do it with precaution. Yeah, you wanted to be very careful of how you held the child. Huh? Think about it. You were so excited. You were so delighted to have this new creature in your presence, to just lay your eyes upon this new creature. You gave it complete examination. You checked the eyes. You checked the fingers, the toes. Oh, you checked who they look like. Huh? Yeah. Think about it. You were excited. You had joy. Mm-hmm. You were very proud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were also excited at that very moment. The embrace. Yeah. When your embrace, when that embracement actually took place, you were excited. You were very proud. Mm-hmm. Mm. You would definitely be proud. Mm-hmm. Would you say this is God? Mm-hmm. Or would you just say, would you say this is good? I'm sorry. Would you say this is good? Or would you just say that it feels this way? Mm-hmm. It feels nice. Or would you say that it was good? Yeah. Would you say that? This feels good. This feels right. This feels just perfect. Mm-hmm. To actually be able to cuddle someone and shield them and protect them. Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to turn with me into the book of Genesis. Yeah, Genesis, we're going to go with Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to just hang right in there with the creation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we see in the beginning, God created. He created. Mm-hmm. He created the heavens, and he created the earth. Yeah, yeah. Now, remember our title, our topic that we're on is family. Mm-hmm. So we see that God created the heavens, and he created the earth. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's in verse 1. Mm-hmm. And we're going to slide on down to verse 3, and it says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. Ooh, sounds like a familiar word. It was good. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. And God divided the light. He divided it from the darkness. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise the name of God. Huh? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise him. We give him praise tonight. Mm-hmm. So in verse 6, yeah. We're going to be moving a little quickly. And verse 6, it says, then God said, let there be a formation in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Okay, a formation is the heavens, or it could be the sky, especially when regarded as a tangible thing. Yeah, like the structure above, the atmosphere. So, yeah, so he said, mm-hmm. Right here, he said, let there be a formation in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So just like the Red Sea. Remember how the Red Sea divided itself? Hallelujah. Yeah. So that was really the second time that it actually took place. Glory to God, huh? Look at that. Look at God. Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Mm-hmm. Verse 9 tells us, then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Isn't that something? It was so. It was done. It was complete. Water was called, and then it became the sea. He said that it was good. Hallelujah. Those were his words. It was good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good. So in verse 11, mm-hmm, we're moving real quickly. In verse 11, it says that the grass, look at that, the trees, mm-hmm, yeah. He said, let the earth bring forth the grass, the herbs that yield seed, and that the fruit trees, glory to God, that yield fruit according to its kind, whom seed is in itself on the earth. And it was what? So it happened. Just like that. He spoke it, and it became in the physical. It became in existence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we know. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome God. Yeah, he's awesome. Think about it. Just for a moment, just think. creating. Here we see God as the architect. He has the architect ability. He is the designer. Glory to God. He is the artist. He is the civil engineer. Stay with me. He is what we call the creator. Hallelujah. Nobody could take that place. Nobody could take his place. No one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just give him praise tonight. We give him praise because he is God. And he is God. You've heard us say he's by himself. By himself. He's God. Yeah? He's God by himself. But we want to just stay with us because we know we have a tendency of getting excited. I get excited with the word. I get excited with the word of God. Hallelujah. Anybody else can tell me they get excited with the word. When the word is going forward, I get excited. And in verse 12, he said, and the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield. Look at that. It yields seeds according to his kind, and to the trees that yield fruit, whom seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. 13. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Hallelujah. What a God. What a creator, huh? What an architect. What a designer. Hallelujah. That's actually bringing everything into place, setting everything up. Yeah, setting it up. Yeah, why? Because he loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. He loves us. Hallelujah. So I want you to just take a minute and think about it, because you see here tonight we're talking about family. Now, right in this particular setting, right here, in these particular verses, we see that a family has been called forth. Yeah. A family has actually arrived. Yeah. And see, the family that we see here is the family of the lights, the ferments, the heavens, the seas, the grass, the trees, the fruit. All were called together. Hallelujah. Yeah, the family of resources, the family of the earth. Yes, the family of the atmosphere. They all came together. Why? Because God called them forth and they became. They came forth. Yeah, because he said it. Hallelujah. No one else said it. He said it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, the creator. Remember that. Family is our word. Yeah. He set everything in place. Yeah, he said it, everything in place. He spoke it, and it became a reality. He spoke it into existence, huh? Yeah, family. This is the family of the resources that we see. We even see these same resources today. They're all around. Yeah, been here for years and years. We've seen this particular family structure in place, huh? Keep in mind, having taken the time to speak, he just took the time to speak it, and these things were into existence. It took a loving God, hallelujah, a loving God, a loving Father, to take time, hallelujah, and speak it and bring it into existence and bring it where you and I would benefit. Glory to God. Did he have us on his mind? Yes, he had us on his mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Okay, look at that. And as we continue to look at this lesson, we see the Creator, he hasn't finished. Oh, no. He's just getting started. He hasn't finished. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Look at verse 26. Yeah, we're moving real quickly. And we're going to go over to verse 26. And it said, then God said, let us. Wow. What am I saying here? Look at verse 26. He says, let us. Wow. Is this plural? Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Yeah, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle. Over all the earth. The key words here for us, the key words for us is us, U.S. Yeah, our. Yeah. So what we see in this particular verse that is so important, we see that when God got ready to create man, when he got ready to create us, he had help. Look at that. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we all know that the Father and the Son, they all are one. Glory to God. Glory to God. They're one. They're one and the same. Mm-hmm. And we know that the Holy Spirit is ever present. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when man was created, glory to God, God called forth for help. He called forth. He said, let us, glory to God, let us make man. So it was not just him by himself. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. Family, family is very important. Family is the essence of God, huh? Hallelujah. Family is invaluable in creation. Sounds that way to me. Family is indispensable to God. Family is priceless to God, huh? God stopped and he makes known to us that it was God's Spirit, hallelujah, it was God's Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit working together. Come on now. It's all three in one. Hallelujah. When they got ready to create us. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Family is important. Family is of the essence of an almighty God. Family. Yeah. It's what God wants us to understand. He wants us to cherish. He wants us to love one another. Yeah. So we see that as we slide on down into our next verse, we see here, and we go over to verse 18 in chapter 2, and what we see, and God said, now remember, God had already made man. He made man. And his spirit, they were all in one. Yeah. And so here in chapter 2, and we slide over to verse 18, it says that God said, notice, God said, the first, he's in charge. He is the head. He is the leader. He is the redeemer now. But he has a son. And also the Holy Spirit. That leads and guides us. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. But also, they're under leadership as well as we are. And if you notice, when he said here, let's just go back for a moment, when he said, let us make man, there was no planning. Nobody was trying to say, well, I want to do it like this. It was none of that. Everything was in order. It was decent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Family, huh? Yeah, working together. Working together. Hallelujah. To create mankind. Hallelujah. To create us in the image. In the image and in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. But here in verse, in chapter 18, and it says, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. Look at that. So he said, I will make him a helper. A helper. comparable to him. Comparable simply means someone that he can work with, someone that is workable with him. Okay? Look. Now that's the comparable, working together, comparable. Glory to God. Family is our word tonight, okay? Family is who we're talking about. The importance of family, yeah. The duty of each family member, how they work together, yeah. There's no fighting in here. There's no quarreling. There's no complaining. Spirit of God is moving. It's on the move. It's on the move. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where God wants us. He wants us to use this as an example when he said, let us. See, that means we can do things together. So many times family think you can't do anything together. But here we see in verse 26, God is calling order. And he's telling them, let's come together. Because we're going to create man. Hallelujah. God, he's calling them. And they all are obedient and going and doing everything together. Hallelujah. Holiness. Holiness. Hallelujah. Holy. To be holy. To be righteous. Hallelujah. That's the way. To have unity. That's the way. Hallelujah. No division, but unity. Yeah, to have love one for another. To have that love that flows, even in working, even in togetherness. The love of God, the love of Christ, the love of his son Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of the Holy Spirit working together in creation. That's where we at. We're talking about family. Can family do it? Yes, family can. This is the example for us this day, this very moment. This is the example for us that we can do it. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 49, chapter 15, I'm sorry, Isaiah 49, verse 15, I get so excited. I get excited over the word of God. Isaiah 49, verse 15, and verse 16, and it simply says, listen to this real carefully. Can a mother forget the baby that's at her breast and have no compassion on the child that she has born? Now this is deep. I want you to just take a minute and just think about that. Yeah, think about that. I know we see it. We see it. I know I do. I've seen that. Can a mother forget the baby that was at her breast and have no compassion, none, on the child that she delivered, that she gave birth to, that is from her own DNA? Can she do that? It says surely. Surely. They may forget. They may forget. But he says, yet I will not forget you. Look at God. That's our Lord. That's our Savior. He said, I'm not going to forget you. Glory to God. I will not forget you. I don't care what the mother did. I don't care how she forgot and forsaken that baby. I will not forget you. You are mine. I created you in my image. I created you in my likeness. Glory to God. Yeah. I created you in my likeness. He did. He created us. Hallelujah. Yeah. To look just like him. To act just like him. To live. To learn to live more and more like him. Whatever it is that he requires for you to do, for us to do, we should be willing and able to step up to the plate and ask God, what can I do? How you want me to do it, Lord? Glory to God. Now, I want you to keep in mind that when God created Adam, and then he said that he should not be alone, that was the earthly family. Yeah, that was the earthly family that so we see that there was the first family. Mm-hmm. And the first family was his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That was the ultimate family. That was the head of families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we see here that first family went on to create the families of the lightness, the firmaments, the heavens, the seas, the grass, the trees, and the fruits. Yeah, all the resources that we see today. Hallelujah. And then we see that the next family was Adam, who will get a wife. And we know that her name will be Eve. We know this. Glory to God. Yeah, this is the God that we serve. Oh, he's a loving God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He loves us. Mm-hmm. That's why he sent his son. Glory to God. Look at this. And it says, surely that mothers will forget us. Mothers have forgot their children. We know that. We see it. That's why we have the adoption rates are so high. Yeah. Kids are abandoned all over the land. Kids have no mothers. They don't know who their parents are. Come on now. But God is saying to us, He will not do this. Do this to us. Hallelujah. And verse 16 says, see, I have inscribable you. Where? He has inscribed you on the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. The palms of his hands, y'all. Yeah, you remember the day that he went on that old cross? Yeah, he inscribed you right there when he went to that old rugged cross. Mm-hmm. And he got those nails in his hands. Glory to God. Yeah, he went on the cross that we should have went on. All of us should have been on that cross. All of us. Yeah. Yeah, we weren't fit, but he went on that cross for us. Hallelujah. Yeah, and he's the love of a father is inscribed in his hands. The love that he has for us, his children that he has created in his image and in his likeness. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, we should always have a praise. We should always have a praise. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should always have a praise because he is our Redeemer. He came to redeem us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He created us. He created us first. Yeah. Yeah. Family is so important to him. Yeah. He desires that we love one another. Mm-hmm. He said we love one another as he has loved us. And we see that in this creation, love is in here. Love takes place in here. Hallelujah. When us and we come together, glory to God, and we operate in one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen out there? Can anybody understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Family is everything to God. Oh, yeah. It's everything. And he desires that family be everything to us. Hallelujah. Yeah. It should be everything to us. Family. Yeah. We should always be concerned about one another. Yeah. Always, our arms should always be open to family. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word, Master. Your word is so true, oh God. We thank you, God, for the creation, Master. Oh God, how you just spoke it, oh God, and we came into existence. You spoke it, God. Oh, Master, and the trees and the firmaments were present. Oh God, you just spoke it. And how you and your Son and the Holy Spirit, they all came together and created us, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for just taking the time, oh God, to create us in your likeness, in your image. And we're going to be careful, God, to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. Amen.